and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukraine's president says the Ukrainian military has regained control of the Kharkiv region. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Our soldiers have now managed to take under their control the territory on the border where the Russian invaders entered. I thank every unit that provides the necessary results in the destruction of the occupier. Zelensky's announcement appeared to be clashing with those made by Russian officials. Russian news reported that Viktor Vodolatsky, a member of Russia's parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vovchansk, which is 3 miles inside the border of Kharkiv. Ukraine's problems have been mounting in recent months as it tries to hold out against Russia, and the war appears to be at a critical juncture. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More than 300 people and over 1,100 houses were buried by a massive landslide that leveled a remote village in northern Papua New Guinea, according to local media. Reuters' Ryan Cheng has the story.
The landslide leveled homes in Enga province, around 370 miles north of the capital, Port Moresby. Videos verified by Reuters show men digging through soil, clambering over rocks, uprooted trees, and mounds of dirt, searching for survivors. Papua New Guinea's media, citing a member of the country's parliament, said the landslide buried over 8,000 homes.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Police in India say that at least 27 people, including children, have been killed in a major fire at an amusement park. The blaze broke out Saturday at the park in the western city of Rajkot in the Gujarat state. A police officer said that the bodies were difficult to identify. Another police officer said the fire was under control and under investigation. The amusement park was privately owned, and Police Commissioner Raju Bhargava said that authorities will